The following presentation of the Monty Man's Meditorials is brought to you by Kurt and Debbie Palmer, Roger McDermott and KHLT Recovery Broadcasting. To subscribe to this as well as any of our shows, visit our website at take12radio.com. And now, here's the Monty Man with this week's Meditorial.
Well, greetings, my friends. I am your host, the Monty Man, on this episode of the Monty Man's Meditorial. I've entitled this one, From the Heart of a Saint. Well, this last weekend, I had the honor and the privilege to spend a few days in the inner city of Portland, Oregon, where many a shivering man or woman could be found, sleeping halfway under an easement and halfway out in the rain. The streets paved with hungry, hurting souls who longed for a friendly smile. Well, in the midst of these precious folk stood an old four-story building that took up a good city block, a shelter and residential ministry that served those in need every night and every day. It was the ministry of City Team, where I was blessed with the opportunity to take a small part in the work of Came to Believe Recovery, a group of believers who have been teaching those seeking recovery how to walk through the 12 steps in 3 days. I watched as the light came on in the eyes of those who attended the weekend workshop, and it was there at the close of this powerful weekend that I heard a poem I had not been aware of in all my years in the rooms of the 12-steppers. I'd like to share it with you now and hope you consider the words within, and I pray that it moves you in some way to be the hands and heart of God to those less fortunate than yourself. It has moved me deeply. This most wonderful poem comes from the heart of the Reverend Sam Shoemaker, no stranger to those who have cracked the big book of Alcoholics Anonymous or sat in the rooms of the 12-steppers for any length of time. Its title? Simply, I Stand at the Door. I stand by the door. I neither go too far in nor stay too far out. The door is the most important door in the world. It is the door through which men walk when they find God. There is no use for me going way inside and staying there, when so many are still outside, and they, as much as I, crave to know where the door is. And all that so many ever find is only the wall where the door ought to be. They creep along the wall like blind men, with outstretched, groping hands, feeling for a door, knowing there must be a door, yet they never find it. So, I stand by the door. The most tremendous thing in the world is for men to find that door, the door to God. The most important thing that any man can do is to take hold of one of those blind, groping hands and put it on the latch, that only clicks and opens to the man's own touch. Men die outside the door as starving beggars die, on cold nights in cruel cities in the dead of winter. Die for want of what is within their grasp. They live on the other side of it, live because they have not found it. Nothing else matters compared to helping them find it and open it and walk in and find Him. So, I stand by the door. Go in, great saints. Go all the way in. Go way down into the cavernous cellars and way up into the spacious attics. It is a vast, roomy house, this house where God is. Go into the deepest of hidden casements. of withdrawal, of silence, of sainthood. Some must inhabit those inner rooms and know the depths and heights of God and call outside to the rest of us how wonderful it is. Sometimes I take a deeper look in. Sometimes venture in a little farther. But my place seems closer to the opening. So I stand by the door. There is another reason why I stand here. Some people get partway in and become afraid, lest God and the zeal of his house devour them. For God is so very great and asks all of us. And these people feel a cosmic claustrophobia and want to get out. Let me out, they cry. And the people way inside only terrify them more. Somebody must be by the door to tell them that they are spoiled. For the old life, they have seen too much. One taste of God, and nothing but God will do anymore. Somebody must be watching for the frightened, who seek to sneak out just where they came in, to tell them how much better it is inside. The people too far in do not see how near these are to leaving, preoccupied with the wonder of it all. Somebody must watch for those who have entered the door, but would like to run away. So for them too, I stand by the door. I admire the people who go way in, but I wish they would not forget how it was before they got in, when they would be able to help. The people who have not yet even found the door, or the people who want to run away again from God. You can go in too deeply and stay in too long and forget the people outside the door. As for me, I shall take my old accustomed place, near enough to God to hear him and know he is there, but not so far from men as not to hear them. And remember, they are there too. Where? Outside the door. Thousands of them, millions of them. But more important for me, one of them, two of them, 10 of them, whose hands I am intended to put on the latch. So I shall stand by the door and wait for those who seek it. I'd rather be a doorkeeper. So I stand by the door. Our closing song this week on the Monty Man's Meditorial, I believe, could not be more appropriate as to come alongside Reverend Sam Shoemaker's poem. It's entitled, Does Anybody Hear Her? By Casting Crowns.
She is running 100 miles an hour in the wrong direction. She is trying, but the canyon's ever widening in the depths of her cold heart. So she sets out on another misadventure just to find she's another 2 years older and she's 3 more steps behind. Does anybody hear her? Can anybody see? Or does anybody even know she's going down today? Under the shadow of our steeple, with all the lost and lonely people searching for the hope that's tucked away in you and me. Does anybody hear her? Can anybody see? She is yearning for shelter and affection that she never found at home. And she is searching for a hero to ride in and save the day. And in the steeple with lofty glances from lofty people. They can't see past her scarlet letter, and we've never even met her. If judgment looms under every steeple with lofty glances from lofty people, can't see past her scarlet letter, and we've never
Thank you for tuning into this week's Meditorial. Please remember that you can listen and download to all of our shows for fun and for free here at take12radio.com on your internet dial. And don't forget our brand new podcast, the Came to Believe Recovery Podcast, right here at Take 12 Recovery Radio. Until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting and the Take 12 Recovery Radio Shows.